Yo.
What's poppin'?
Nothing much. Welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Shot and Sharon.
The normal one.
Episode, what is this, 87?
87.
Is that Beyonce? We have Beyonce on the show today. Did you hear that Solange and her husband are going through a divorce?
Yes, I did hear about that. Who told me about that?
I just heard about it today on the podcast.
I heard about it. Somebody sent it to me. I think it was Alicia, probably. It's the only person I talked to. But, I mean, I wasn't really... So, like, when she told me, I was like, well, it kind of makes sense. Because normally she was... Solange was, like, big when she was posting. She would do, like, recaps of, like, what she's been doing and what she's been up to. And she'll always have her son in it. And she'll always have something with her husband in it. And last time she posted, like, a string of stuff, he was nowhere in sight.
You know what's funny? I don't know. I guess... Why is it so big? On my route, like my mail route or whatever, right? So there's this one house. I guess, long story short, I guess the dude that he was living with his wife at the house, I guess she caught him cheating, like fucking another woman. These are older white people, like not older, but they're probably like in their 40s.
Yeah.
So she caught him cheating. So she kicked him out. So now he lives in another house that's on my route. And guess where the house is? Across the street from the house she just kicked him out of.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
And here's the real twist. This guy, he was my coworker.
What? What? What the fuck? Wait a minute. I wasn't expecting that one. That was an extreme plot twist.
Yeah, okay. He's my coworker, but I guess he hit somebody in the mail truck, so now I don't know if he's on like administrative leave or they just fired him, but he ain't been working in some months.
Oh!
But yeah, that shit was wild to me. I'm like, damn, because first I would see him like on his, I guess on his break, he would just go to the house because I would see the mail truck out there, and I'll be delivering the mail. And then I noticed that he would, like, go across the street sometimes. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, maybe they just own both of that. Because sometimes people do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, even their son, I don't know if the son lives there, but he be across the street, too. Like, so I don't know if one of them houses is the son's house. But I don't know. But, yeah, so.
Okay. And you guys, you had time to talk to him about this?
No, see, that's the thing. I hate when people just volunteer their information to me, especially when I'm at work. Like,
right.
Like, one day I was delivering the mail. And then his name, you know, his wife was like, because she was finna just send the shit back. Like, she just mad. I'm just going to send it back. Da, da, da. Instead of just giving it the...
Across the street.
Yeah, or, right. Or putting a forwarding order. So I would just go through it and just, when I see his name, I'll just put it to the side and I'll just deliver it across the street. So she was like, oh, yeah. She the reason why I found out that the nigga was cheating. She was like, yeah, he don't live here no more. That's what happened. He just threw it all away. I called him fucking another woman. I saw it. I'm like, oh.
Oh.
I got to get to my... I'm like, literally, like, this is the first, like, this is like, no, this is the second house. Because they, like, the streets we deliver, we call them loops. So this is like the second house on this loop on 30th Avenue over there by Gladden Park.
Okay. Yeah, so, I know the area.
Yeah. So it's like the second house. It's literally like, well, it's like one house on like the side street that I deliver to. Then they is the first house on 30th that I got to go to. So, oh, and it's like, God. This probably like this towards the end of my route. So this is probably like my last like 45 minutes of my day. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay.
The worst time.
But it's like, I literally just started the shit and I've gotten the mail in my hands and shit. And she just talking. I'm like, okay. Like, well. So then I go across the street like a few weeks later. And I guess because she had wrote on the mail, like return to sender and big ass letters and shit. So I just pulled it out the mailbox or whatever. And I delivered it in that box. And he was like, man, she trying to send my shit. I was like, yeah, man. But I was like, I pulled it to the side for you. I ain't going to let her do that to you.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so that's pretty cool. I've been meaning to tell somebody that, but I always forget until I get to that house. And I'm like, that's crazy how these motherfuckers feuding. It's like if you caught Tony cheating and you kick him out and the nigga move across the street.
Right.
Like, I still gotta see you.
Right. It's like, that's not helping anybody in this situation.
It's not. Like, that's a slap in the face. That nigga rubbing the shit. Now you can see him bring up the bitches over there if you want to.
Right. Living his happy-go-lucky life. Absolutely not.
Oh, man. That shit
was
funny.
That is funny as hell.
Yeah. So, anyway, Solange is getting a divorce.
Wow, I hope it's not for that. He was a lot older than her too.
She gonna kick him out and he gonna move across the street.
Yeah. Wow. And she lived in New Orleans.
She does? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. She has a it was when she was like making that last album she came out with.
Most recent one?
Uh-huh. She had a house out there. I mean, I don't know if she still has it or not, but like a lot of her posts would be centered around like her going to like the Bourbon Street area, mm-hmm. or being in like the French quarters and stuff like that. And she showed her house like in the middle of like this, like acres and shit.
Oh, land, like yeah. land, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of land.
Yeah.
That's dope.
But yeah, her husband was a lot older than her.
What's a lot?
I think he was. Maybe. I'm not going to exaggerate because I don't know. I have to look it up. But I would say at least 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel about a big gap of age then first? Like, would you date somebody 10 years older than you?
10 years older than me? What am I? Mm-hmm. I'm 29. No. Well, no, let me not say that because some of these older women is fine. Like, Nia Long, she's still fine.
Oh, my gosh. She's gorgeous.
Vivica Fox? Yeah.
You think she cute right
now? Angela Bassett. I'm thinking of Angela Bassett. Okay, Angela Bassett.
Vivica looks a little plastic right now. I haven't seen her.
She ain't been doing shit. I meant Angela Bassett because she just had a birthday, I think.
Yeah, she's definitely gorgeous. She's
in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other ones. I'm like Halle Berry. Halle Berry got to be pushing 50, right?
She's in her
late 40s.
Yeah, late 40s. She's still fine. Yeah.
So, yeah. They'd have to be like that, though. It can't be like
no just random woman.
Yeah, it can't be no fucking. Yeah, just some raggedy ass older lady. Like, nah, I'm cool.
Right.
Women don't like me though. Well, I probably could have had an older woman a few weeks ago, but she had a dude with her, but I didn't know that.
Hmm.
When I went out for my birthday, when we went to Tampa,
yeah,
I got drunk. You ever been to Franklin Manor in Tampa?
No, I hear all it's about fun. It. I heard it was fun.
Yeah, I went there. We copped a few bottles or whatever. We was drunk. And she was just started talking to us, and I just started talking to her. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm here. I was finna step down. Oh. But then I found out she was with her husband or her boyfriend. I'm like, oh, okay. So but he was cool. He's like, oh, no, there ain't no disrespect. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And then we just chopped it up with him afterwards. I'm like, man, if y'all ever come to St. Pete, fuck with me, man. I got y'all. Show y'all around. That shit was funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of like you.
What?
As far as, like, you know.
But I feel like it's a, well, let me not say that. I don't know. I feel like y'all got more choices to choose from. I feel like it's a bigger percentage of older looking dudes that are still attractive versus older looking women that are mm-hmm. still attractive. Like, you got Idris Elba and shit.
Right. And he's just shaping
I don't know how old he is, but he's probably in his 40s, right?
He's just shaping himself up just wonderfully. I seen a picture of him recently and I was like, whew.
Let me see.
Almost about passed out. He is one fine chocolate man.
See, he's 47 years old. See, mm-hmm. he almost 50.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got, who else? You got Keanu Reeves.
He is fine. Keanu's I don't discriminate.
Nigga. I fuck with Keanu.
He is fine.
You know, he's Canadian. I think he's in his... I know he's in his 40s.
Yeah, he's definitely in his 40s.
Guess how old Keanu Reeves is.
How old?
He's 55 years old.
I would have never guessed that. Me neither. I would have said mid-40s.
Yeah, I was going to say like late 40s.
But 55?
He aged like a nigga.
Right.
He don't look 55.
No.
That's crazy.
Oh, he is all...
That's crazy. That's what's up.
He is fine, too. My stylist, the lady I go to in Tampa,
mm-hmm.
she's only 32 or 33, but she's been dating guys, like, in their 40s because, you know, she's done...
Well, that's not that much older.
No. But, see, she started doing it, like, I've been going to her for, like, the past years, so I've known her for a little minute now, and you know, she tells me, she'll let me know how she meets these older men and like her experiences, like comparing them to a guy, like
what did she meet him
her
at? She like the places she go. Okay.
Dating after the last guy she did meet at the Jazz House in Tampa.
That's I was just about to say, is that in Tampa?
Yeah, she did meet him in Tampa, but she's like, it's almost like, yeah, it's good to meet an older guy, because there are a lot of really attractive older men, which I completely agree with her, but a lot of them, the mindset,
got a young mindset,
it's really no different, especially the ones that's like dating.
I think that's because, depending on I think it depends on the spot they had in their life. Like, if they had kids young and they finally got their point, now they got their freedom and they single or whatever.
Yeah. That's what I think, too. With that group.
I don't know why people, like, if you've already, like, done that. Let's say you got in this relationship, like, younger, and then it didn't work out. I don't know why I would just be single after that. Me, personally. Yeah. I would just raise my kid and then just date. I mean, I would date, like, but I wouldn't, like, I don't know about getting, like, I mean, let me not say that. Because I would be with somebody, but as far as, like, I'm not trying to start, like, start all the way over at 40 years old. Yeah. I'd just rather just casually, like, okay, I already got my kid. I already got, you know what I mean? I already got, like, a little girlfriend or something. But
yeah.
But I don't know. That's
it
just
wouldn't
me.
Be, it wouldn't be on the top of my list. Like, I would be like you. Like, I would casually date, especially because by that time, you know, your child would be older, you know.
But that's only if, like, but if you ain't never had that and you got, then I can understand. But it's like, if you've already done it, like, unless you already got married once, like, okay, I ain't trying to do that shit again.
Yeah.
But some motherfuckers don't care. Like, Larry King, you done got, like, married, like, 5 or 6times.
Some people just love it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm pretty confident that if it don't work out the first time.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to do
it. That shit, that's a whole thing. That's like a legal bullshit.
It's more expensive for you to get a divorce than it is for you to even get married in the first place.
It's just a fucking scam. It's crazy how that shit set up.
It's like, no. I seen somebody make a post on Facebook about Nicki Minaj's, you know, she's officially
married, right?
She's married to her little...
The one guy.
Yeah. And he made a... And apparently, he started some type of controversy on Facebook about his post because... He was just Nicki Minaj, he was just saying basically, like, you done basically bought yourself this ring. Now you're going to have to plan yourself this and pay for this, like, over-the-top wedding.
He said this in reference
to Nicki Minaj.
They fighting right now or something?
No. The guy on the on the Facebook post. They don't even know.
My husband didn't say that. No. Why would he say all that?
Yeah, no. This guy don't even, probably never seen Nicki Minaj
He's just an internet person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that what? I'm like, that's weird.
He definitely sparked some feelings amongst some other females and stuff. They was going in on him and, like, he's like, first of all, it's just a joke. Second of all, if she did pay for it and all this, you're just like, all right, you done already brought this man up to a come up.
She has more money than him. He was in prison before.
Yeah.
He just got out not too long ago.
But it was a lot of people, like, they had an issue.
That's funny.
But it's like, why do people get so wrapped up about fuck these famous people do?
Like, I have
these
no
people
idea.
That you don't know, you're never going to know this person.
Yeah.
Why does it matter what the fuck they do with their personal life?
That's why I don't get it. That's why I don't care.
And how they choose to do it. Like, I couldn't tell you the first thing outside of, like, the shade room.
Yeah.
I'm not finna go searching for what the fuck these people is doing outside of their music or acting careers.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't see how people care that much about people, like, that don't matter. Like,
people go hard.
Like, how people watch these, like little reality shows. I'm like, I don't see how you care enough. Like, not all. Like, certain reality shows I can kind of get. Mm-hmm. But, like, the ones that are about, like, celebrities, like, because it's not, I don't know, it's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, I do get myself wrapped up in a little love of hip-hop. I'm not going to sit up here and lie. But that's literally for me to just laugh at or just to have on the TV screen.
Yeah, but, like, shows like that, it's like, but you know, it's like, why are you upset? People be going hard for that type of
people
shit.
People be, like, really in their feelings about that. Like, that whole April and Lil Fizz and Omarion situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they officially came out as them two being together and everything.
That was a Love & Hip-Hop thing? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought I was just...
Yeah, they're on Love & Hip-Hop LA.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like this, people just really wrapped up about it. And I'm like, hey, that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Clearly they've been doing it a lot longer than y'all know.
Somebody had tweeted about it and they had used that Future lyric. They was like, Future said, what the fuck he said? I think it was on Monster. He was like, oh, you know these dog hoes back in style. They'll fuck on one of your niggas and be very proud. Wow.
I mean,
somebody had posted that with the picture or whatever. That is kind of fucked up though. But they don't like each other nowhere.
No, it's not like from what they talk about on the show. It's not like Omarion, even through that whole concert, like the concert and all
tour?
That shit. Yeah, like they don't have a relationship. Like, none of them really have a relationship like that.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's like them, and then there's Omarion. You know, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure he just, like they were saying, it was all about money, which, I mean, that's anybody. If you can, if you have the type of personality to be able to, you know, brush all that shit for a check, then do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't even think, for the tour, I don't even think from what they were saying, he was even acknowledging
he probably Lil did
Fizz's presence.
Did his job and then went and clocked out and went in his little room.
But I think the way he is going to retaliate, if that's the right word to use, is through their kids that him and April have together. Because from the show, since they've been broken up, that's what they've been going through. They've been going through like these different.
What are he gonna try to do, get custody or something?
Well, that's what. Yeah, she said he was trying to get full custody, and then like he sends her to court. He's not gonna
get it, but.
He sends her to court for, like, every little thing that he doesn't like, yeah. You know? So I feel like this is just going to be something that's going to kind of add to him pushing harder to get the kids away from her.
He's not going to get them, though.
No. Especially if she doesn't
have... She would have to be, like an alcoholic or, like, abusive or, like, on drugs or something.
A dog-ass woman. Yeah, but she's not.
Yeah, he's not going to get it.
I mean, you're...
Yeah, I mean, I know, I get what he's doing, but he's not going to get full custody. Like, no. She would have to be, unfit. Mm-hmm. She'd have to, like, be...
Like, I know they were mentioning, like, she mentioned on the show, like, him not liking the school that the kids were going to or something like that. It's like, it can be as simple as y'all two having a conversation. You don't got to go to court for every little goddamn thing. Yeah. You know, but hey, who am I? I don't got kids. I don't plan on having none anytime soon.
Oh, that's a charger. I was like, what the heck is that? I thought it was your wallet.
No, it's a little portable charger from my job. I'm going to get you one. It's pretty, actually, quite
Oh, I already got one.
It works really well.
When I got my new phone. You know, sometimes they give you, like, a little package where you get, like, a phone case and all that shit. Yeah, I just got one. I forgot I had it until the other day. It's in my little desk in there.
Uh-huh. It worked real well.
Yeah, they come in handy. But, yeah. So, RIP to the GOAT.
That was so sad. I didn't believe it when I seen it at first.
John Witherspoon died at 77 this week. But you know this happened. Well, not let me say that, but I thought it was fake at first.
That's
you know
what I'm saying. I didn't believe it when I first seen it. No, because
you know
what's
happened before. Like a few years ago, everybody thought he had died. Mm-hmm. And it was all over. You know how the internet kill somebody every few years?
Right.
Like everybody thought he was dead. And he was like, he was on Twitter like, I'm not dead. Uh-huh. But since my name is trending, check out my new whatever the fuck. And he just, you know, started promoting his new tour or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
A paper clip. A safety pin? A safety pin. Oh, okay. I just seen it.
Damn, just blend in with the table. That's crazy. But yeah, so RIP to him.
Definitely so goddamn sad, man.
They didn't put the cause of death yet, right? Or I know they said he died. I'm assuming it's just natural causes.
Yeah. I mean, don't know what type of lifestyle he was living outside.
He was I think he was about to go back on tour.
Oh,
like
really?
A stand-up tour? Mm-hmm. But at least he died at the crib. Like, it wasn't, like, no, like, car accident or fucking plane crash, like, or some shit.
Hopefully he wasn't in any type of pain. Those are the deaths that really get me. Like, if it's somebody that I'm like, okay, all right. It makes it worse when, like, you know that person died from some type of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I just think people should have a peaceful death. Like, especially the old, like, older people that I like.
Yeah.
It's like, damn. You had to go out in pain and shit.
I think I'm gonna go out in a blaze of glory, or it's gonna be flaw. My death probably is gonna end up being so flaw. You ever think about how you gonna die? I do. You're afraid of it. You don't like thinking about that.
No, I just haven't like thought of like a scenario.
I think my death is gonna be so flaw. I'm gonna be so pissed.
You're probably just gonna have a natural death.
No, I feel like I'm either gonna die in a car accident. Somebody's gonna try to rob me and shoot me. Or I'm gonna like slip in the shower and hit my head. It's one of those three. It's gonna be so
flawed. You don't think. I can see you just being like, I'm tired today and laying your ass back down and not getting back up.
No, that'll be fine. That'll be cool. But I just feel like knowing with my luck, I'm like, I'm just gonna walk out the door, get in the shower and slip on the damn soap and hit my head on the goddamn bottom of the bathroom and crack my neck and I'm gonna be pissed. I'm gonna be so mad if I die in the shower. I've thought about this. I'm going to haunt the whole house.
But what does the... What
it
is,
don't matter. I'm just going to be pissed. How... Like, God damn it. I want to go out cool.
Okay, so...
I'd rather die in a car crash than slip in a shower.
Really?
Hell yeah. I'd be gangster, nigga.
You think so?
100%. I'd much rather die in a car accident.
What's gangster about dying in a car accident?
Because in my mind, it'd be like a scene. No, I'm glad it'd be you like said a scene it. From Fast and Furious.
I'm glad you started with that.
I'm gonna be in the car. I'm gonna be listening to some trap music at ignorant volumes. And then somebody gonna cut me off, and then my car gonna spin a whole bunch of times like this.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. No.
I don't make the rules, okay? I just feel like it's gonna be flow.
I'm glad you said in my mind.
Just like remember when Steve Irwin died? This motherfucker used to wrestle snakes, fight alligators, mm-hmm. play hide and go seek with sharks, mm-hmm. and this bitch died from a majestic ass stingray. I would be pissed if I was him. You know how pissed off I'd be? That's like dying by a fucking dolphin.
Would you have to bring dolphins into this?
Because they're not aggressive towards. They're not aggressive. They're like cute little animals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I get that.
I'd be so pissed.
I get that.
Matt, he and Heaven, like, hell, how'd you die? Oh, goddamn stingray. Ain't you the nigga that fight alligators and shit?
Right, like, how did you not get out of that? You know, that is crazy. I used to wonder about that all the time. Like, is this a setup? Are they lying about this?
Straight through the heart. Stingray. I would be, if I was him, I'd be so mad. Like, because, like, that's such a slap in the face. Like, I could have died any of these other times. Like.
But I choose to get stung by a stingray.
Yeah. It's like.
That's crazy.
Oh, man, I'd be so mad. I would be so mad. Like, you face danger every single day. And then you get killed by a goddamn hamster. I'd be so mad.
I mean.
Like, if you could be, like, because it's like, okay, he got ate up by an alligator. Okay, cool. A lion got him. Whatever. Even a venomous snake bit him. Okay, cool, whatever.
Right. No, he got stung by a stingray.
Got them graceful ass stingray.
Literally. Because they move very slow. Like, they're in, like, this.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, the big ones move slow. But, yeah.
Yeah. I've never really actually thought about my...
I think about shit like that.
My cause of death.
I think about shit like that.
It's not because I'm, like... afraid to think about it. Everybody has their time. It's coming. Whatever. Yeah. I just never actually thought about what would be the cause.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, I'd be thinking about that shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Pause 1 second. I just need for it to be known that I seen Lion King because we're talking about the world.
Oh, I thought you needed me to pause the part.
Oh, no. No, sorry.
Oh, okay. But not what you were saying?
No, I finally got the chance to see... Lion King.
The
newest one.
I refuse. I ain't watch that shit.
And what the hell?
Is it good? Did you like it?
Yes, I did like it. Actually, it was a bit more intense.
What you mean?
Like, so, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you the parts, and I'm sure the people that...
I don't give a fuck. It's how old is that, the
know,
movie
we've
now?
Seen the movie, yeah. You know. So
even though they stole it.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that shit?
No. What do you mean they... they basically took the movie.
No. I mean, the original Lion King, like the whole Lion King story, they stole it from a Japanese cartoon called Kimba the White Lion. Kimba, Simba. And it's literally like, you can look, there's YouTube videos that show you side by side comparisons of like the animation, and it's like the same. It's like the same story. It's damn near the same story. Like his dad, Kimba's dad died, Simba's dad died. That. Yeah. It's like little shit that they changed, but it's essentially the same shit. But anyway, instead of who's the bad guy in it? Scar. Instead of Scar, the other one, the bad guy is Claw. What makes a Scar a Claw? And then he has like a scar over his eye too. It's like
really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The shit's crazy. I'm gonna look at some pictures. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay. So wow. Yeah. Okay. So everybody knows that seen the movie. It's basically the same movie as the cartoon. They didn't really change any lines or anything like that. The singing. I don't know how I felt about it, but whatever. It was just the parts that made it more intense. So, like, you know the part when Scar kills Mufasa?
Yeah.
At the cliff.
At the cliff, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in the cartoon movie, he let him go, right? And he just let him go.
Yeah.
No!
What are you doing
in
this one?
Not in this shit. He knocks the fuck out of Mufasa ass and then throws him out.
That's gangster.
It's like, okay, so not only you're throwing him off the cliff, you gotta knock his ass out first.
How'd he knock him out?
He just, like, he just went...
Like, tackled him type
so
thing?
So, yeah, he kept... No, he still on the cliff.
Oh, he clawed him.
Mm-hmm. So, and you just clawed him right across the goddamn face, and you see, like, the blood and shit. I'm like, wait a minute. This did not happen in the original movie.
They got the technology, man.
It was just like... what? So it made that whole scene a little more intense than what it was in the cartoon.
That's Simba and Mufasa. That's Kimba and his dad.
Look at that, even the part in the beginning. Oh.
It's hella shit that they like.
Wow.
They like took from it.
I don't like that. That's messed up.
Yeah, it's crazy. I watched a whole YouTube video about this shit, but I had heard about this like years before, but then when the shit came back, like it all like...
Really?
Yeah. But the Kimba wasn't a movie. It was a show. But then I think they did make a movie for it. But it was a show, like a series or whatever. But yes, like that's how his dad appears in the clouds and shit. It's a rip. I'm telling you, like when you look at the plot of it, it's a ripoff. Like, and Disney denied it. They got sued and shit back in the day, but they denied it. And the guy that made Kimba the White Lion, he was like a big fan of like Disney and shit. He wanted to work for Disney and shit. So they like it's a whole bunch of shit. Like it's creepy.
Really?
Disney is pieces of shit. I didn't watch it yet, but there's a documentary on. It might still be on there. There's a documentary on there called The Lion Share.
Was that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you
yeah.
watch that?
I heard about it.
Yeah, when you know the song In the Jungle, the Mighty Jungle. Mm-hmm. They were saying like the people that actually sung that song was like they was in Africa. But they basically went to Africa, found the song, and then they came back over here and then they said that another artist did it. And like, you know how much money The Lion King made?
Yeah.
The actual artists, the originals, they didn't get none of that shit. Like, it's some bullshit.
Well, Disney, it's a lot Disney of shit doing that, the bullshit. Yeah, Disney got some shit going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, they be doing the bullshit. Like, a lot of the times. Like, people think all that shit's sweet. Like Disney damn near a fucking monopoly.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that shit crazy. But anyway.
But, yeah.
You just didn't know it was more like...
I didn't realize. And then, like, Beyonce's part, Nyla...
Beyonce cannot act.
First of all, Nyla didn't have as many talking scenes in the original cartoon movie as she had in this one.
Well, you know they had to do that, though.
Yeah, but it was almost to the point where, like, some of her parts were like, all right, you doing too much. Sit your ass over there just be prepared to fight when it's time to fight.
You know what's so funny about that shit, though? Like, when people's like, oh, yeah, Beyonce in it, da-da-da-da-da. Nyla's a supporting role. She's not the main character. This isn't Beyonce's movie. Right. Y'all need to relax. This is not her movie. Like, people are like, oh, it's going to be wrong with Beyonce. She's not the fucking main character.
That's what I'm like.
If anything, it's Donald Glover's movie. He's the main guy.
Exactly.
He's Simba.
I wasn't even expecting to, like, I wasn't waiting to see her part or anything like that. Because this is not a Beyonce.
She's not a good actress.
She really can't.
She's not good at it.
You
can think of a movie. She's not good in it. She's done, like, what, 3 or 4 movies? And I've even liked her movies.
You remember Carmen? That one movie with Mekhi Phifer.
Was that the love story? The opera, not opera, the musical
the
or whatever?
The play, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah, she was in that Austin Powers movie, Gold, remember?
She was in Gold, remember?
I liked her in it. She's not good at it. Just because you're not good at acting doesn't mean, like, just, there's certain actors that I still like, but they're not good at acting. Like Nicolas Cage. He's not a very good actor, but I still like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it depends.
I think one of his best roles in me was Lord of War? I think it was Lord, when he was selling guns. It was based on a true story. I think it was Lord of War. And then
I liked him
in Kick-Ass.
No, I didn't like him, actually. This was a good movie, and they probably could have had somebody else. It's that, what is that one movie when he was in jail?
Con Air.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I liked that movie. He wasn't good, but I liked that movie.
He wasn't that good, but that was a good movie. I was about to say.
Even though when you think about, when you just look at that movie as an adult, now, like, that movie, it's such bullshit. Like, none of that shit would ever happen. At all, but it was one of the movies that, like, it was in that weird era of movies where, like, they just got away with murder. It was a lot of epic shit going on. It was just like big
the
shit.
The other movie
going on.
That I liked that he was in, but I can see somebody else doing a better job at his role, was Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, I liked him in that too. Yeah, and I like Angelina. I need to see Maleficent. That reminds me.
Oh, that looks like the first
one. I saw the first one. I need to see it. It's already out. I just haven't seen it yet.
It looks like it's gonna be good, though. I love Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly,
me too.
Like, that woman can do no wrong in my eyes.
Me too. Like, she ain't been acting in like a while.
Mm-mm.
I fuck
like,
with her.
Just
she's
to
a really
see
good
her.
Actress.
Yeah, an amazing actress.
She aged like a nigga too.
She's, oh my god, she's like this.
I seen like old pictures of her. Like, I guess she used to model.
Mm-hmm.
She was Brit.
Did you ever hear about that movie called Gia?
Mm-mm.
It was about a supermodel, and basically,
oh, it's like a based on a true story type thing.
And basically, she they found her. She was homeless, you know. They found her on the streets or whatever, and she just had this
the look or whatever.
This, it was super rough, but it was like super gorgeous, and they like transformed her. But she ended up being, she was on, she got on drugs heavy because of the model.
This is a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It ended up being like, it was, and Angelina plays in this movie, and it's like they don't have her, you know, on the parts where she's not modeling, they don't have her all glammed up or anything like that, and she's still just like fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like her whole look and everything. And they had her kind of like, because she was a lesbian in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But still, she was just, that woman, she's like, yeah, she has like a timeless look about her.
Yeah, I like Angelina. She's dope.
Did you see the, that movie on, it just came out on Netflix called American Son?
Mm-mm.
It's with Kerry Washington, and I can't remember what the other, she's the main, one of the main roles in the movie.
She was in a Scandal, right? That's later on. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
She, so I seen the clips of it before it came out. It's basically, her son is missing, and she has a cop at her house kind of like asking her questions about her son and everything, and he's basically racial profiling him. He's like asking her, well, you know, does he have a street name? Does he have like golds in his mouth and all this and that? Well, I resent
that. That doesn't mean nothing.
And then, so she's like, no, what does that have to do with
anything?
You know, you finding my son.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, we have this, you know, we had to call this officer. Like, he's supposed to be like another big detective. We had to call him to come to your house to ask more, you know, further questions and all this and that. Come to find out that that guy is this, the child's
father.
They're just together.
And
it was
okay.
A white man.
Oh, okay.
So the police, when the guy shows up to the house, the police is like telling him, you know, I was asking her a few questions and she just went completely ghetto on me and like telling him before he realized.
Oh, that's fly. I like that.
I've seen that in the clips and I was like, shit, now I gotta watch this damn movie.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now. So I'm gonna watch it. I've seen people like comment on how good it is. So.
I gotta watch the, I meant to watch it before the show so we could talk about it at Dolomite. Dolomite is my name. I think that's what it's called. With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
About Dolomite, the making of Dolomite.
I didn't watch it either. I was like, you know, this is probably going to be something I need to watch.
Yeah. So I've heard a really good thing. You know, it's based on a true person.
No.
Yeah. I think his name was Ray. What was his name? Ray something, I think. But yeah, it's like a biopic or whatever the fuck, how the fuck they call it.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Rudy Ray Moore, that's his name. Ray Moore is the actor's name. But it's based on Rudy Ray Moore's character, Dolomite or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like how he came to be and shit like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I gotta see that shit. It looks dope.
What's the last movie I was gonna mention? You're probably not gonna go see this. But for my people that's listening that I know is gonna see this.
I still haven't seen Joker.
Is Issa Rae's coming out with the movie. I love me some Issa Rae.
I feel like I might have heard about this.
She's coming out with the movie. Probably within the past couple of days you have, because it's been all over the fucking internet.
It's like a trailer?
The,
or is it they just...
Her trailer. It's coming out on Valentine's Day. It's called The Photographer.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about this.
It's from the looks of the trailer, it looks like she meets this guy that's doing, like her mom was a writer or something like that. And this guy's basically doing an article on her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom was like, through her stories, was talking about how she wasn't good at loving and all this and that. So she meets this guy. It's a love story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm definitely not going to see that.
I know. But that's why I said I know the people that is listening. That I know some women that's going to want to watch it. So I already requested that as being a Valentine's Day date for Tony already.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. But
you know, I ain't watching that soft ass shit, man.
he'll watch movies like that
with
me.
Yeah,
I
know. I'm just talking
but
shit.
But it looked like it's actually going to be really good. And she looks so pretty. I need her to come out with Insecure, but I'll wait anyway.
Oh, yeah. Next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my movie tangent.
That was Sharon's movie minute.
Yeah. But I want to see the Joker too.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it. Yeah, I meant to see it this past weekend, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like leaving the house on Sunday.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's how I feel tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Tomorrow. I might hang out with Randy tomorrow. I talked to him. I already told you I talked to him. That's why I was calling about that place. He said he'll let me know if he come down this way. Because he was telling me I can come up there tonight. They was going to have like a little get together at their house, but I told him by the time I get off work and everything, get up there, y'all gonna be, because you know he lives in Newport Richey, right? Yeah, so I'd have to drive like an hour by the time I got up there. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, they probably won't even be really be hanging out no more. So I'm like, we can do something next time.
Yeah, yeah.
But hell yeah. So anyway, so I've been thinking, and it's time that we update the Negro spiritual list. I feel like there's songs that are on the Negro spiritual list that, you, like, when you used to think of Negro spiritual, what song you think of?
What's that one? What's that one goddamn song? Okay, it's a gospel song.
Probably is.
Come on in the room.
I ain't heard that before.
Come on.
That sounds like a Negro spiritual. What's
you
in the room?
Know Jesus is my doctor.
Okay.
And he rises up.
I wasn't expecting him to be the doctor. Well, you, I thought you were going to say, like, Jesus is my.
I don't even think that's the right word.
Oh, that sounds like a Negro spiritual. Because I was thinking of like Swing Low and all that shit, Sweet Chariot.
No, it got the same beat of that shit.
All them shit's got the same beat. They need to be updated.
But see, those are the type of gospel songs I will listen to. Not even trying to sound any kind of way, but like when you look at the choir, like sing them, they be into that shit. It'd be funny to watch them sing it. Then I get all into it, but like some of these new age songs, I ain't with them.
Yeah.
Even though I can't tell you last time I've actually listened to a gospel song, but. If I have to, I like them older shits, like Negro spirituals.
I don't listen to gospel. That shit, I already you know how I feel about it. It's a trash genre of music. I don't like it.
We got you. Yeah. If the world doesn't know now, they better go back to a couple episodes from before. So, okay, what's a song you feel like needs to be added? Now I feel like I need to think of one.
Oh, they're easy. Once I start naming mine, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Like, the fact that I know you have a list of this shit.
Well, in my head, I'm not written down. I'm just going to start writing them down. But yeah, like, I feel like Nuck If You Buck, that's a Negro spiritual.
You think so?
Yes!
Negro spiritual.
It's just
amazing. You're probably right.
It's about empowerment. It's about, because that's what Negro spiritual, the slaves would sing Negro spirituals. To keep their spirits high, to get through the trials and tribulations of being a slave and being oppressed. And Nuck If You Buck does the same thing for me. If you feel like a motherfucker trying you, and you need that strength to, like, you know what? Nah, I'm not putting up with this shit. All you need to hear that, them little keys. Dum, 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 dum.
Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nuck If You Buck, that needs to be on my list.
Okay, so one that that comes to mind first is something from 21 Savage.
Oh, shit, this is going to be great.
First of all, now you talk about Negro spiritual. Anytime I listen to 21 Savage, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, he preaching.
You think about
preaching
it? He's preaching.
So, the first thing... song from him I would say is X with Future.
Oh yeah.
That gives me.
Is it just called X?
Yeah, it's just called X.
Yeah.
I'm just stunting, know my ex, bitch.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's the first one that came to mind.
Speaking of Future, you already know what I'm finna say.
Oh, we know.
March Madness.
What's gonna be at your funeral? We already.
March Madness is a Negro spiritual.
We already got it. Oh man.
March Madness is a Negro spiritual.
I feel like a Gucci Mane song.
You know Gucci got some Negro spirituals.
He got a list of Negro spirituals.
You know he has infinite Negro spirituals.
He definitely does. I can see some.
He even has fable. He's not even spiritual. He has verses, Bible verses.
You right.
He said you don't get lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't want to get lost in the sauce, but you still got to have some sauce now, you know what I'm saying? You can't have too much sauce or you get lost in it.
I'm dead. Right?
That's real shit.
Who else? Some of Plies' old stuff, I would say, like Plenty Money.
Oh, you remember that song? Yeah, that is a good one.
That, I feel like that's just like the way he, like, the whole chorus go. That gives me Way in the Water vibes.
You know,
just the way the chorus goes. That's what I get from that.
That's so funny. Shit, what else? Oh, I had another one. That's a good one. You already said March Madness. Shit, let me think.
Oh man, Ross got.
Come on, you ought to know Ross.
Maybach got. Music.
Which one? You know, I got a whole That's bunch of different
saying.
Ones.
That's what I'm gonna say. Maybach Musics. All of them is a goddamn. You just gotta have it.
Yeah. My bad. I'm writing this shit down.
Oh man. This
That's
is really
funny.
Crazy.
What else? What I was listening to recently? Oh, on my ride home. See, I feel like a Negro spiritual, you have to feel it. It has to do something to you physically. Right. You know what I'm saying? It can't just be some shit like, okay, cool. You have to feel it. Like, if a song can change your mood and just makes it just motivates you.
Right.
And this song does it for me. Money on My Mind by Lil Wayne. Mm. I was tweeting about this shit earlier. That song is amazing.
That's a good one.
That motherfucker said, stepping out the motherfucking car, they in awe. I'm looking like a star, bitch. When you see me, make a wish. You get it? Because when you see a star, you make a wish on a star. He said, holler at your motherfucking boy, JR, because he's the Birdman Jr.
Right.
He said, Birdman's my paw, bitch. Born bred, born rich. You know what? Did that, you know what he said after that? Dear Mr. Toilet, I'm the shit. I got the other haters sick because my toilet paper thick. Come on. That's poetry.
That's a word. You own to something right there.
That's a word. You know what I'm saying?
You own to something. What was that one song, that one Jeezy song?
Oh, you know Jeezy got some Negro spirituals.
The one that I just thought about first was that one. It's that little group that he had for a little minute. That one we got, I got hundreds on the tables, 20s on the floors.
Oh yeah. She
No, not
like
that
it.
One.
She love it. No,
it's not that one. But that is a good Jeezy song. But that's not the one that I was supposed to be thinking about. It's the one that it's like a dance when it like hypes you up the way it starts. Oh, now I gotta find it.
What was the name of his little click?
Come back.
It wasn't
to me.
B&B click, was it?
Mm-mm.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I'm gonna find it while you come up with yours.
Oh, yeah, so let me see. I got Nuck If You Buck, we got 21 Savage, March Madness, Plenty Money, Maybach Music, Money on My Mind by Wayne. Gotta write that shit down. Oh, shit, let me think. What's
Ooh, another? Young Dolph Preach.
Oh, yeah. That's a newer one. Fuck, I had one for,
USDA.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
What was that goddamn song by them?
I do remember that.
Throw This Money.
Oh, okay.
That one. That's a good one. I had to look it up.
I can find that fast.
Yeah, they was popping.
Damn, what the fuck I was going to say? You threw me off for a second.
Oh, my bad.
No, you good. Fuck. I think it was another Future song. Oh, Turn On The Lights by Future.
Damn.
Is that her in the VIP line? In the East St. Laurent? But she from the corner. Oh, yeah. I'm still mad they don't play that in the club right now.
Oh, man. They need to. That's a damn classic.
It's amazing. I feel like that's one of the slept on Future songs. I feel like people don't think about that song.
That's a fucking classic. Because then when you hear it, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it just makes you feel good. You feel like that's the song. That's the Negro spiritual. Like when y'all just got freed from slavery. And that's like the celebratory. It is Negro spiritual.
Oh man, what was that? Doom, 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 doom.
What, Laffy Taffy? Doom.
Yeah, Laffy Taffy.
That is hilarious.
Oh man, this is the podcast Negro spiritual playlist.
Yeah, it is. That is funny.
Oh man.
What's another good one? Let me think. Oh, Bottom of the Map. By Jeezy. The way that shit start, like, it's such a long build up.
That's a good
and
one.
And the little, man, it's Young Jizzle from the bottom of the map.
Yeah.
He got a 50 round clip in the bottom of the strap. Hey.
Anytime Jeezy does that, you know.
Did you listen to his new album? I heard it wasn't that good.
It was okay.
I didn't listen to it.
It didn't, I could think he could have did better.
I think he's in a point in his career where he's transitioning from, like, music, and he just kind of just on getting more towards the business side. Yeah. That's what I think, personally.
Which is fine.
No, it is fine.
Yeah.
It's like, he's going to get to that point where we don't really think of him like a rapper. We think of him more of like kind of like how T.I. T.I. still raps every now and then. Like, he just dropped an album, I think, either earlier this year or late last year. But when you think of T.I., I think of more like the business stuff.
Right. That's what I think see of. Now.
I think of more like his business side than his rap side.
3-6 Mafia popping my collar.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
That is great.
I went there. For show.
That's funny.
Just the that I remember that damn video, and just the video alone was like fucking amazing.
Texas Mafia, them niggas was the shit. They, people, oh, yeah. didn't give, people used to give motherfuckers from the South like a bad rap just because they was from the South and shit. But
oh man, no, I find myself listening to like Project Pac shit.
Yeah,
like.
Project Pat Raw. I love when he rap when he be like Project Tata.
Yes.
Rax after Raxa. That shit be sounding so raw to me. He got a song with 21 Savage on his, I think it was on I Am. Is that the name of his most recent project?
Yeah. The CD wise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a song in there called like Today Was a Good Day. And I didn't even know Project Pat was on that song at first, and I'm listening to it, and hey, that bitch just came in and I'm like, oh shit. He said Project Tata. I was like, yes.
Me too.
I
real.
Needed this. I was gonna say Outkast, that Spody Odie Dopealicious. Damn.
That's a good one. And obviously you have to add Sorry Miss Jackson.
Oh yeah.
That's a given. Throw Some D's. Yup.
Yes, yep. That's it. Have you listened to the original, like the sample of that song?
I think a long time ago.
That's,
like, when
that's
first,
a great song too.
When I first heard Throw Some D's, because that's a good song.
It is.
I love me some old songs like that.
That was a good era. That was like, what, 2004, 2005, 2006?
Music was popular during that time.
It was fun. I mean, it's still fun now, but it was like really fun back then. That's hilarious. How many songs we got right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We can make a top 15.
Okay.
Negro spiritualist. Let me think. You said Throw Some D's. Let me think. Fuck.
I'm trying to think of something good because y'all make it count. So I'm
I was thinking of, damn. If you got some, go ahead and say it. I'm trying to think.
I'm thinking of it myself.
I'm trying to think of artists. Let me look at my phone.
Let me look at this.
Oh, fuck that. My Type of Party by Dom.
Oh,
that gotta be on there.
Oh, definitely.
That gotta be on there.
Definitely.
That's a great song.
That's an amazing song.
That's when the slaves got free.
So they had Future and Dom.
But it wasn't just one song. It was a party. You know how long that party is?
Right. It's just a full party.
That's the We Free party.
I almost would say Notorious B.I.G.
Which one?
That's what I'm trying to think. He has some good ones, too.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta look.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm about to look at my phone and my playlist, too. Like, I want to put some Uzi on there, but I'm like, I don't know if he got, because he got one, but I don't know. He might be still too new. He might not, might not have earned it yet. I don't know if he can make the Negro spiritualist shit. I don't know.
Definitely Hypnotized from Biggie.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one, I feel like. Damn. No, I'm looking
at this. I spelled that all wrong, but I don't care. I just had to write it down real quick.
I'm looking at these damn songs. I'm like, damn, Biggie has some shit.
Oh, I did not mean to do that. Hell yeah, he has some shit. Even though he only had, what, two albums, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Three albums, something like that?
He had Ready to Die. Oh, no. He had Ready to Die and Life After Death, I believe.
Also, two albums. That's crazy. I wonder if he would have fell off. Like, if he was still, like, here and active. Like, if he would, like, fell off. Yeah. But people got tired of him or something. Or if he would have, like, been able to.
It's almost like, I feel like I can see him being, like, like a music man in the industry, as you know, after
his like an exec
time. yeah
he'd probably have a podcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta put some Kanye on there though, back when he had sense.
Not when he had sense.
That nigga tripping. Did you listen to that album?
Mm-mm.
I'm not listening to that shit.
No,
I gotta put Stronger on there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep, because that's a real good one. Because when you out in the field getting whipped, and you need that strength to get to pull through, you say, you know what? Fuck but these bitch ass niggas.
Why was I thinking about a song that could fall for that part? So I got Jay-Z song Cry.
No. I mean, you can't, but that's not going
to... That's for them hard times.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got you.
I was thinking of a song. What's the song for the hard times?
For the hard times. Yeah, my shit is like getting you out of the hard times.
Right. Like, you know, we got to be realistic about this shit.
Right. All right, you might have to look at you like, hey, man, I don't know. We might not. I think that's 15. 17. Okay. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. I think I was talking to Keys about this. She's like, man, I'm gonna make an updated Negro spiritualist. For real.
Oh my god.
And like, it could be way longer than that.
But, yeah, definitely. We could keep going.
Yeah. But
it's too easy.
That's funny. Like, I almost want to look for some more, but it's like, I don't want to go too long on the show or this segment. You know, I know we haven't had a question in the week for a while. I haven't been able to think of anything good. Like, that's worth asking, yeah. I feel like. That's not about sex or relationships, because I feel like that's easy. I'll be trying to think of more outside-the-box questions.
Maybe, like, next week we can think of something that's more geared to, like, something happening like pop culture wise, like opinions on
something
that happens, or like,
yeah, something's gonna happen.
Definitely. I would say something within like the politics, but
yeah, I'm not probably the only person that pays attention to that shit. But look, I got like two different was Pod Save the World, Pod Save America, Love It or Leave It. I got like four different political podcasts that I listen to
I have no choice but to look at the news every day. So.
Oh, yeah, because it's for your job or whatever.
Yeah, and then, like I told you, that guy that you was looking at when
I came in.
Okay,
one more.
Oh.
My bad. The Clips, Grinding.
Oh, definitely.
And Mr. Me Too, my bad.
I feel like Mr. Me Too, as soon as you said Grinding, that happened.
Niggas is haters.
Oh, man.
My bad. Okay, that's it. But yeah, what you saying?
I don't even know anymore.
You know we back, right? Come on with it.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got some good shit.
Oh, man, that was funny. But yeah. Oh, you were talking about the question of the week. We should try to just look at something.
Oh, yeah, we should, like,
pop culture wise, whatever.
Do, like, a couple pop culture questions.
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
Because I feel like we touch on, like, relationship stuff so much, especially, like, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, a lot of our shows touch on a lot of, they know our opinions. And, I mean, I would assume a lot of people think we're not shit, but.
Fuck them.
Heard.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
So what you doing tonight? Got any plans? It's Friday. It's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
This comes out Monday, but this is Saturday night.
It's Saturday, and...
You said, were you going to meet up with Tony or no?
Probably not. I'm probably going to go... I got a research paper due.
Oh, you did say that. You was on that before, right?
Yeah, so I was working on that. Like, I'm trying not to wait until...
When is it due?
It's due next. It's not due on the 12th. Okay. But because I have, like, I have to set up a presentation for my other class, so it's like, let me
just... How do you set up a presentation for online classes? It's like a slide?
I have to record myself.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. There was, like, a slide, so you submit.
I have to, like, put people together. It's so I have to really get this shit out the way so I can focus on this shit and make it work.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I'm like, making sure I have the amount of people I'm supposed to have, because I have to do a persuasive speech. I have to record myself doing it, and it's probably going to have to be so long. So don't be surprised if I say, Doc, I need you at my house for just about 30 minutes or so.
I was going to say, like, where do you, they give you, like, a camera or something? Like, well, I don't understand. Like, how they give you, like, you got to do it on your laptop or something?
But, like, I do, like, you know, video, like, on my laptop. I can do, like, the webcam.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. I didn't know if it was like that, or if they, like, rented, like, you could check out a camera, like, at the library or something.
A lot of stuff that I record and have to post, I just do it on my phone. But it's just me. Like, I'll post my phone up and, you know, it works just
prop
fine.
Prop it up. Oh, okay. That's what I figured. I just wasn't sure if they had...
And actually, they have it set up for shit like this. Like, I had one assignment I had to do. I had to, like, act like I was doing an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, like, they had interview questions that you can select and everything, and then you can record yourself. Like, you just click a record button, and screen will pop up, and it records everything.
Does it in the little portal or whatever?
Yeah. So
in the little program.
They have it for that type of shit, but I'll be ready for it to be over. So I think this is, like, the last big thing for her that's going to stress me the fuck out that I have to do.
Okay, that's cool. So, well, have fun with that.
Yeah, life.
How long is the research paper? Or how long does it have to be, rather?
So, the way he likes things, he's not like the...
Oh, he likes them long. Come on. It was right there.
Was it though? No, like, he's not like a traditional professor and likes stuff.
He's the fun professor, huh?
No, it's stupid, I feel like. Just let me get this shit all out. No, he likes for people to, like, make points and shit. Like,
bullet points?
Like, segments. So it's for this segment, you need to talk about this and jot down, you know. So it doesn't really look like a paper.
I never understood papers. I never understood teachers like that. It's like, you know, you the one that got to read all this shit.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then what's the point of teaching people how to do ABL style and all this shit?
Never going to use it.
Pissing me off. But anyway, I started working on it, so I'm hoping to have it all completed this week so I can just worry about this other shit.
True. Well, yeah.
So, yeah.
So that sounds good to me. Sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Any closing thoughts?
Nah, live life, you know?
Send us your suggestions for songs to be on the updated Negro spiritual list.
Yeah.
Gonna make a playlist and post it somewhere, probably on SoundCloud. But as always, thank you for listening to another episode. What is it? 87? Episode 87 of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
And as always, holla at your quality.
Peace out.
I almost said peace out. That's why I did that pause. Yeah.